Freedom is such a precious thing. I talk about it a lot because so many people are caught up in the yoke of slavery, slavery to their old ways, slavery to their sins, slavery to the things of this world, slavery to the expectations of success, slavery to that sense that I'm just not good enough. And what's more, I never will be. Slavery to, well, to just about anything. And yes, the truth is important. That's why Jesus said that if we continue in his word, if we believe what he says, that we will know the truth, and that truth will set us free. There you have it, freedom. Great. But have you ever read those words in the Bible and thought to yourself, well, I see the words on the page. I can read them. I can even repeat them over and over again. But somehow, they're not real for me. They're not penetrating my heart. I want to be free. I want to believe. But it's just not happening. Have you ever felt that? Well, you wouldn't be alone. The Apostle Paul was writing to his friends in Corinth this one time about this very thing. People, he said, were getting caught up in the letter of the law, but they weren't experiencing what God was doing for them. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And all of us with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, the Spirit. Where do you find freedom? In the Spirit of God, in the Holy Spirit, who is given to each person who believes in Jesus. Listen up, if you believe in Jesus, then the Holy Spirit dwells in you. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there, right there in you, is freedom. Father God, I pray that your Holy Spirit would bring that freedom to life in each one of us. Lord, we know the theory, but we long, we hunger, we yearn to experience your freedom. Dear Holy Spirit, make that sense of freedom real in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm believing with all my heart that God is about to do a mighty work in you, a work of freedom, a work of revealing to you deep in your heart of hearts the freedom that you have in Christ. Freedom isn't a concept, it's not a theory, it's a reality. Jesus died to purchase that freedom for you. He rose again so that you can live out that freedom in your new life in him. That's God's word, fresh for you today.